Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and Humboldt head football coach Derek Ellman. The Humboldt girls wrestling team has begun practice for the upcoming 2024-25 season. I sat down with Newell to discuss the upcoming campaign.
We had a lot of ups and downs last year. We got bit pretty hard by the injury bug, you know, in the beginning of January, and that kind of put a damper on what I feel like we could have, you know, what could have been a really special season. We had a lot of girls go out with injury, but that's the way that the sport goes. It's a tough sport, it's a long season, and it's got a lot of high demand on the body, so that's all part of it.
Now, as you get ready for 2024, what are the thoughts on this upcoming season for Humboldt girls wrestling?
Overall, our numbers are fairly consistent. We're down a few here and there. We graduated 7 seniors and we have, I think, about 8 freshmen that have replaced them, but we've lost a few other girls along the way, and that's all part of the sport. I'm excited as we get going here to see what a lot of these new faces can do, because we're going to have a lot of new faces in the lineup. We've got some steady people that have been here for a few years, but we'll have a lot of new faces that a lot of people haven't seen yet.
You have Robinson coming back. We got Danica Diedrich coming back as well. To have two of your state qualifiers coming back.
You know, those two have done a great job as far as stepping into that leadership role that was vacated by, you know, those familiar faces that are now graduated and moved on. Danica, as a sophomore, taking a leadership role is pretty big. I think it shows her development and growth as a wrestler. And then Brooklyn has always been that leader for us. You know, last year as a junior, she was that leader. And then this year, being the only senior that we have on the roster, she has kind of been forced into that role, but at the same time, she's embraced that role as a leader. And I'm excited to see what those two can do as leaders for us. And then we've got some other sophomore leaders that are going to be pretty instrumental for us.
How big does it make this type of season now to have it mean all that much more now that this will be North Central Conference sanction?
I'm excited. I've been hoping for this day for a few years when we were one of the first ones in the conference to have it, and then slowly but surely the other schools have decided to field a team, and I'm excited. I think that the NCC is pretty well rounded. Look at obviously Algona, they've got good numbers, they've got a good crew up there. Clear Lake, same deal. Clear Lake's got a new head coach, so I'll be interested to see how that all comes out for them. And then the addition of Webster City. Webster City adding a program is huge. They've taken on Clarion Girls this year, and then adding Iowa Falls, and then Hampton separating from West Fork and creating their own program, I think is pretty cool as well.
Two classes this year for Iowa High School girls wrestling. What are your thoughts on that here when we get to the postseason?
I'm excited to see two classes. I think that they did a good job of finding that dividing line for us. You know, the one thing I wish they would have listened to the coaches a little bit more on would be, you know, keeping qualifiers at least at 24. There's only 16 qualifiers at each weight in each class. So the total number of qualifiers is the same, but now it's just split. So there's a little bit less opportunity for girls, especially in class 1A, because there's just so many 1A schools. But, you know, the state has done a really good job of being on the forefront of it. And I think in just talks with other coaches, it sounds like the union is willing to listen to the coaches and understands where we're coming from. But I think overall, it'll be a good experience for all of us. And there's some people that are saying it'll water down the talent and all of those other things. But I think the best girls at the end of the day are going to make it to Extreme Arena in Iowa City, and we'll find out who the best is.
Now that practice has been underway here for over a week, what are you seeing from your program internally as you navigate your way through the preseason until those first wrestling meets of the season?
A lot of cohesiveness. I think we are a lot closer as a team this year than we have been. I think there's been some separation of the upperclassmen and underclassmen, and we just don't have that. So I think that's exciting to see. The girls are all understanding of each other. They all understand that, you know, we have a lot of new people, and things are, some days they seem like they're going slower, but I feel like we're right on track with where we need to be. And I'm excited to get back on the mat, you know, on the 18th.
And speaking of the 18th, on the road to begin the season, any early thoughts with the first wrestling competition coming up in a matter of days?
I'm excited. I think the girls are excited. I wish it wasn't on a Monday, but that's the way that the calendar fell going into it. Our first competition being a quad. So, you know, hopefully the girls get 3 tough matches in with Nevada. And Nevada's traditionally a very good program. We wrestle Marshalltown and Iowa Falls. So we'll see 2 schools that are in Class 2A and one that is in Class 1A with us.
Coach, appreciate you taking some time here. Want to wish you best of luck for this upcoming season.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
The Humboldt football team is playing at the Unidome tonight in the Class 3A semifinals against the Mount Vernon Mustangs, a rematch of the 2022 semifinal, as both teams come into play tonight at 10-1. I caught up with Elman this week to discuss the season and the matchup.
Well, I just think, first of all, it was super surreal to wake up on Saturday morning and just realize what this group of kids has done. They set their goals high, and I'm sure there's a lot of people, you know, whether it was across the state, you know, in our town, whatever, which is fine. Like, just a lot of people that maybe just thought, oh, that's great, we're excited for you, you know, but didn't realize that these guys meant what they said when they were going to get back to the Dome. They set that goal and they went to work for it. They worked all summer and got to camp, and we saw that, just that mentality in camp. We don't care what people think. We're gonna go back. And you know, it started there. And then once we got through camp and got through those first practices, and this team just really was bonding and gelling really, really well. And thought, you know, and Spencer, I think we were down early in that game too. And the kids just don't give up. They got a ton of fight in them. It's been awesome to see what they've done. It's been quite a journey. And it's crazy to think, you know, it all started a long darn time ago in the beginning of August when we had our first camp practice. And just super proud of these guys and everything that they've done, and super excited for them to have an opportunity in the Dome. And again, we're truly, you know, for this group of seniors who are there, sophomores, it's their time. Their opportunity to shine.
One of those seniors, Mason Van Pelt, we talked about it in the post-game show last Friday, had a speech of why not us in that first night of camp back in August. To see that message resonate with this group and the game that Van Pelt had against Solon and the year that this team has had, how proud are you of this group to manifest that belief back in preseason camp to make it a reality here Saturday night?
There's a lot to be said about their work ethic, our kids' work ethic. And, you know, there's hundreds of teams across the state that have that one common goal. You know, I think these guys is maybe the difference between some of those other teams that had it as a goal or a wish or whatever. And our team is just that our guys set to work everything, you know, give everything that they could to get there. And I also think what we see with kids that, you know, play special teams, that you might only get one special team play or a couple of special team plays a night, but they give everything they can on that play. And that's, I think, a testament to the leadership on our team, that it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to do everything you can to help the team be successful. And that message resonated through all 50 dudes in our program and all the coaches, and you know, and I think that just gives our community a ton of pride in seeing our kids play the way they do every night.
Senior quarterback Cohen Mattson joins his brother in having a Unidome appearance, and what a year he has had. Second in passing yards in 3A in the state, most likely to surpass that number when it comes to Saturday night's game. Can you speak to the play of what you've seen now in his second season leading this offense?
You know, I think the biggest thing about Cohen, well, first of all, you know, there's only two kids in our program history that have had over 2,000 yards passing, and both their names are Mattson, so I think that's pretty darn cool. Cohen, just his game is just so different than his brother's, and he truly has etched his name in the history books here at Humboldt and left his own mark on this program, which I think is so important when you have an older brother like Caden, who I'm sure Cohen has felt compared to many times. But I think Cohen, one thing, you know, whether or not it ever got to him, he never let that show. He just went out and balled out and played his game. And that's what we told him. He was done with his sophomore season and started talking about the next year and just what it was going to be. And I remember telling Cohen back then, I don't ever want you to think you have to do what someone else did here. Your job is to be yourself and play your game. And I truly believe that that's what he's done. So fun to watch him out on that field, because he just leads in such a way that makes a team want to play for him. So Cohen's a special player, and I'm real excited for him to have the opportunity to play at the Dome and go out there and show his game and show his leadership and continue to etch his mark in those Humboldt football history books.
On the offensive side of the ball this year, it seems like every week it would be a different Wildcat who has stepped up and had themselves a big game. Speak to the offense's production this year and what you've seen from this offensive unit in 2024.
You know, I think that's one thing we work really, really hard to sell as a program. Just, you never know when it's going to be your turn or your time, and you've got to play every play like it's your last. And that's what I think these guys on offense do. You know, our defense does the same thing. Our offensive guys, you know, they don't care if they have zero catches or eight catches, as long as what they do helps the team. And one thing that I've just seen out of all the receivers and running backs and the quarterback too that play right now, those skill guys, ball's not in their hands. They're working to do everything they can to advance the ball. And if that means they got to go out and grind blocks, they're going to grind blocks. We've improved so much of that aspect of the game, how our receivers block on the perimeter. You know, and then those unsung heroes, the offensive line, the growth that we've made over the course of 11 games has been so awesome to see. I really appreciate the hard work our offensive line puts in and how they truly have become students of the game. You know, how in that Monday film session, those guys are writing things down, and they're trying to do everything they can to prepare for that next team, whoever it is. And I think offensively, that's what it's been all year. It's just like, if it's not my number today, I'm going to do everything I can to help my buddy out. And I think that's a big part of it, too, is the chemistry that these guys have together. You know, they're guys that don't want to leave the locker room after practice. They sit and hang out for 20, 30 extra minutes, just, you know, sitting, talking, joking around, being high school kids. And I think part of that is what's helped them, that camaraderie between them, and that excitement between them, and then that makes playing for each other fun.
This defense had an incredible effort in the quarterfinal round against a very good Solon team, and has had very good efforts this year in helping this team succeed to get back to the Unidome. What are the thoughts on the defensive side of the ball as you've watched this team continue to operate successfully for 11 games this year?
There's that old saying, 11 men, one heartbeat. And I think that's what describes our defense more than anything else, is it's 11 guys on the field that all have that same intuition, so to speak, and they're all working together, and they truly are one unit with one heartbeat, and they go out game in and game out and do exactly what their coaches do. They play extremely, extremely fast. I feel like our defense flies around the whistle, and they create havoc at times. And then also on the back end of it, we play fundamentally sound. So we haven't had a lot of deep balls thrown over the top of us. So I think just the way we play right now, I think on defense, just flying around, having fun, do your job mentality on this, has really helped lend its way to being successful.
Big matchup this week is you're sitting at 10-1, and so is a very good Mount Vernon team at 10-1. Both teams on a 7-game winning streak going into that matchup. This is a rematch from the Unidome a couple of years ago, in which it was a hard-fought defensive battle, 14-6, that Mount Vernon won. Any early thoughts on getting the chance to play a Mount Vernon team?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just getting to play a quality team in Mount Vernon, a disciplined team, a team that's going to play extremely hard. You know, I think we kind of mirror each other a little bit. You know, if you look at our yards are racked up pretty similar. Their defense flies around. So I think this is going to be one of those games where it's just two really, really good football teams playing against each other for a spot in the championship. And I think whoever can withstand the most punches is the team that's going to come out on top. And that's what we talked about practice all week, is we're going to have to take some punches offensively and defensively from this team, because they do have a good offense. Their quarterback's good. He throws the ball well. And their defense, especially their defensive front, plays extremely fast. So we got to be able to counter some of that. And we've got to also play that field position game more than anything else, and understand how important, again, punting the ball is. And first of all, getting first downs. But if we don't score, know that punt team coming on has to make a play. We have to get a good punt. We have to cover it well. And it all starts with that long snap. And so I just think that all those things considered, this is going to be one of those games that I think it could be another 14-6 ball game.
Now, Coach, I know you mentioned similar offensive strategies as we've seen from their numbers this year on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side, they've got the top 5 in sacks this year. And then you look at tackles for loss. They've been machines in stopping the play behind the line of scrimmage. How do you counter that defensive front that has been so good for Mount Vernon this year?
First of all, it's just making sure our kids have to know that this team's really good at doing those things. And it starts with their D-line. And that's been the focus in practice, is just, you know, doing some things that hopefully counter that tremendous amount of pressure that they like to put on with their D-line. And, you know, whether it's moving the pocket a little bit, trying to bust things to the outside a little bit. So I think it's just settling in on offense, knowing that we're going to have to take shots, take punches, and understanding, though, that if we keep our composure, and if we stay steady through the course of the game, things are going to go our way at some point. And we can't allow ourselves to ride the emotional waves. Like, big plays can't get us thinking that we're world beaters, and bad plays can't make us think that all of a sudden we got to cash it in. So it's making sure we stay the course. We know what our game plan is, and we know what we're going to see out of them. So we've got to make sure that everything we do, you know, as coaches, is try to get our kids in the best position possible to have success.
What does your team need to do to be successful to advance to the first state championship appearance since 2006?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing offensively is just move the football, work to get first down, and then understand that a good punt can help set up our defense and protect that long field. And if we can force them into long field situations, I know we're going to force them to punt just as well. Our defense has to be fundamentally sound this week more than ever. We got to be real dialed into our job. We got to trust our teammates and make sure that we fly around and make tackles once we make our reads, and we know our reads are true.
Coach, appreciate you taking some time. I want to wish you best of luck for the opening kickoff.
Thank you, sir. Go Cat.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.